This video is sponsored by Zomba. Zomba is a platform for all artists and podcasters, so that way you can get your music and content out there to the world. When you create a premium account, you will be able to reach out to tastemakers such as ourselves to help curate playlists to get your music out there. So make sure you go visit Zomba and create that premium account and get your music heard. Travis Scott, Birds in the Trap, Sing McKnight.
Any idea what that title
is? That's what I was going to ask. I was going to ask y'all motherfuckers, what the hell does that shit mean, man? Because when you said it, when you said, man, I was thinking, any idea, and you said, I'm telling you.
I was going to ask that.
I was going to go into camera, what that mean? What does that mean? I don't know what that means.
I was going to say, okay, Birds in the Trap, no, B-I-T, no.
Before we get into the review, make sure you go check out Dead and Hip Hop's Patreon page. Go over there. $1 gets you a lot. It's more than just early reviews. You have influence on the channel, what we're going to do, what we're deciding to do. Whether you guys go to Patreon or do not, whether you guys buy a t-shirt or do not, by hitting the subscribe button, you guys are doing a lot, and we appreciate anything that you guys do for us. Look, there's nothing really to break down on this. So I'm gonna be short, sweet, and to the point.
You finna.
I thought you fucked. Isn't this your dude?
Hey,
your
man. I'm
straight up.
Hey, look. I fuck with a lot of Travis Scott songs. You know what I'm saying? Even a couple of his projects. But I don't like. There's shit that he does that I just have to shake my head to. Like this fucking project.
yo,
this shit sound like. And I've always said it, I think he's even said it, that he was influenced by Kanye. This sounds like a horrific 808s and Heartbreaks, man. That's exactly what this sounds like. Every fucking track. There's only one that I can maybe listen to is the one with Young Thug, Pick Up the Phone. And that's about it. Like the whole...
So it don't even like, you don't even like the sound, like you don't like bumping the whip or nothing.
Nah, I don't like the sound because... When Travis Scott, like I'm typically on his projects, like he'll give you some rapping, he give you that mood shit, that whole mumble, I'm a singer with auto-tune type shit, and I'm okay with that when he varies that shit up. But this shit was all that singing, it didn't have no variance in terms of the mood, the sonically, everything just sounded fucking the same. And I didn't even know that there was a whole bunch of features on this shit. Because obviously there's no credits on here. So I didn't even know. I just thought this shit was like 95% Travis Scott.
I don't know if I remember y'all say this before, but does he distort everyone's voice or some shit like that?
Not all the time because...
See, this is my first time really listening to him.
Like on either Rodeo or Days Before Rodeo, 3,000 a show, 3 bands, some shit like that. Some really dope shit on there. Like he didn't do that. He had 2
3,500?
3,500.
2 Chainz?
Yeah. He didn't do that shit to nobody else's voice on there.
He did that to Cudi on here.
He did the fucking 3 Stacks on here. Fucking ruined his fucking records.
Yeah. Like, why the fuck did he do
that? Look, man.
I'm like, is that his thing? Because like I said, I was going to ask y'all, I'm like, is that his thing? He just distorts
his voice? Everybody. He does that shit to his voice a lot. You know what I'm saying? But I've rarely heard him do that shit to other. Look, man, this project's not good. This project is just not fucking good. Typically, I am a fan of Travis Scott. I'm like the Travis Scott defender on the show. But this project right here is probably how this man right here feels about 808 and Heartbreaks. I do not fuck with this. This is not good. Travis, I need some variance, bro. I need you really rapping. You know what I'm saying? I can't do this, bro.
What about the beats? Like that's what I meant when I said bump or whatever.
So no.
It don't bump.
I'm not bumping this. I'm not bumping this.
Like the beats, like even if...
I'm not bumping it, Rod. I just can't, bro. I can't. Not on this one.
I did.
Did you like it?
No. No, dog. This was a bad entry point for me or whatever. I thought it was. I was really interested to see what y'all say because I couldn't remember the other review. I was like,
me either.
Hold on, man. Like, wait a minute. What? I remember on the other one, y'all said y'all couldn't tell if it was Kanye or him. Am I remembering that correctly?
Yeah.
On a song.
I don't really remember listening to the album.
I do. Yeah. That was one of the criticisms of the last one, that he sounded a lot like Kanye and his contemporaries. You know, some of the guys that were out there.
But then I heard that he wrote for Kanye, so I was like all fucking confused. I was like, okay, Kanye. Well, I don't know, man.
Kanye was one of the first people to like really be on the Travis Scott bandwagon.
Because he stole his style.
Who stole whose style?
Kanye stole Travis Scott's style.
So that is true.
The word out there is that this new style that Kanye has with his music came from Travis. Like Travis was the inspiration or whatever you want to call it. That's out there. I don't know if it's true, but people can do a timeline and see the change in Kanye's music to when Travis came around. I think that Travis, okay.
Did you like it?
I don't understand why people are even asking us to review this.
You know why.
I really don't. You know, because I'll say this. He doesn't sound a lot like everybody else on this one. He does sound like he's really trying to be Travis. There are some moments where there's some Kanye stuff in here, but the last one was, it was pretty
What bad. Does Travis sound like?
Yeah,
I think that's where we're...
Okay.
Yeah, but I think there were moments where, I think it was Future and Migos, like he had some of everybody on Rodeo. This one, it sounds like he's trying to at least get away from that. So I think it's still Kanye, the Kanye thing is still there, because we don't know who stole what from who or who borrowed what from who. But, so I will say that. I think this does have more of a Travis sound, whatever that is. So I didn't hear any other people in here. Maybe some Cudi, because Cudi was on here.
Mm-hmm.
Cudi was on here, so maybe a little bit of Cudi. But outside of that, I mean, it isn't good. And the thing about it is that, like, sometimes I can understand why people like certain type of music. I don't understand the connection that people have to Travis Scott.
See, now I have a problem when you say the connection to Travis Scott versus particular projects. Because I see the connection. Like, he makes this popular 2016 sounding music. And at times, I think he could do it, you know, in an enjoyable fashion. But this shit here... This does not sound like any one of those projects at all. Because on those projects, like I said, at least half of the time.
It sounds like one continuous track.
It does.
This shit, it does.
I was setting my fantasy football team this morning, and I said, okay, let me give, because after I listened to it the second time, I was like, I am not listening to this again.
Yeah, I didn't even
I was done. I was like, okay, well, you know, it's going to take me about an hour to put together my fantasy football team, because I have like 27. So I said, I'll put it on. I swear to you. I think I was halfway through the album and I didn't even know exactly where I was at. I was like, wait, did I even...
Right.
Am I stuck on repeat?
Yeah.
Like, there was nothing to this album. Not one thing. Not one banging single on here. Even the Pick Up the Phone with Young Thug was an utter disappointment.
And that's crazy for a Travis Scott project. Because Travis typically has at least two or three bangers. Like, even if you don't fuck with Travis Scott, you can see the environment
that those songs would be playing. Yeah, what's the one that people like a lot? Attitude or whatever? Anxiety or Antidote. I could understand why people like
that. Is that
like
on here?
No, that was on the last project.
Yeah, that I can understand why people
don't
like
you
that.
Let out that antidote.
Oh, yeah, I did like
that. That shit's dope.
I did like that.
There's no banger on here.
Not at all. And that's supposed to be like Travis Scott thing, right? Like he's supposed to make, well, I think so.
This was not good. I didn't like any of this. I liked one song. I liked Through the Late Night with Cudi. I liked Cudi's part. I think his verse would have been a little bit better had there not been autotune on it. I liked Travis Scott's little homage to Day and Night. That was kind of cool. I liked Biebs in the Trap only because I thought it was funny that they used Bieber as as a metaphor for white or for cocaine. I thought that was interesting. But let me rephrase that. I didn't like the song. I liked that one thing out of that song. Rest of this, is terrible. Wonderful, I liked for The Weeknd. I liked his part. I wish we could just take his part out and put it in a different song without anything else, and that would be all right. But yeah, this sounded like an extremely samey project that Travis Scott did not really take any time or effort to compose songs that he actually cared about. And I feel like if an artist doesn't care to put that much effort into a project to make it actually decent, then I shouldn't put that much time and effort into actually composing solid, cohesive, or analytical thoughts on it. So I'm done.
Travis Scott, if you watching, I understand that you are a very eclectic artist. You're going...
No. Stop. Stop.
This eyebrow. Look at his eyebrow.
Look, man, I know you try a lot of different stuff. You're creative and you need some checks and balances in the camp, because this right here should have not been released as constructed. It just shouldn't have. And this is coming from the guy on this show that typically defends you. This right here, hot boodle trash, man. Boodle trash. But that being said, everybody always deserves a couple of them depending on how many projects you put out.
Yeah, he sold 98,000.
On this?
Yeah. Oh, man, shit. It means clearly that he's going to put out another album that sound like this because he sold 88,000.
That's true.
I want to ask, like, the people that are watching, can we just not do enough? Can you guys just stop asking us to review Travis? Please? Because I think at this point, at least, I don't want to be a part of it. I have no words. I have no words for you. I have no advice. I have nothing. Absolutely nothing, because what I have to say don't matter. And that's it, man. I mean, you got.
So let me ask you this: did you like try to go see what Birds and whatever? What is it called?
I did not even try to look and understand what the title.
Birds in the Trap Sing at Night.
So what? Okay. Okay. Just playing devil's advocate. Play devil's advocate, like.
And I wanted to actually research the album title.
Right. So what if you gave it a chance? Like, what if you win?
It won't change it.
No. Listen. Hit me up. Like, what if you did go look it up and it tied it together somehow? Let's just say it just miraculously tied it together when you found the title.
It's what Rod doing right here.
What? will you revisit it at least? What you got, Mike?
Oh, it doesn't help.
Oh, okay. What,
wait, I think, no.
It
no.
Just says, in an interview with Billboard, Scott explained the meaning of his album title. My next album, Birds in the Trap Sing McKnight, is basically about all my friends and growing up in Missouri City. I'm not saying it's a trap. We're not in the fucking projects, but that's like a social trap. It's a social connection trap from what you want to do and how you want to express yourself. Oh, wait.
Oh, there's
Scott,
more?
Scott said the original name of the album was going to be Tina. Until Quavo of Migos inspired Scott to change the name to Birds in the Trap Sing McKnight due to one of his lyrics on the song Pick Up the Phone. Yep, here's the lyric.
Not even by accident.
Yep, it's a Quavo lyric. Yeah, I don't have anything for you, Travis. As someone that gets mistaken for you quite a few times, I would just appreciate, you know, putting out some better music. So, in all seriousness, you have to listen to me. Like Ken said, you already sold 88,000, so keep making shit like this.